With some countries sealed off from the outside world in the struggle against COVID-19 and airlines shutting off service, the outlook for international travel this year isn't great. That's when the two sides of Niagara Falls are destinations for millions of people from outside North America each year, bringing major numbers of dollars and leaving them behind. Tourist agencies have to look back into history, like the 2003 SARS epidemic, and see what happened. What did? American and Canadian tourists stayed closer to home and behind the wheel. Niagara Falls, Ontario Mayor Jim Diodati says he's expecting the same this year.
We expect to have an increase in domestic tourism and cross-border tourism. And for Niagara Falls, New York, from Mayor Ristano, that would mean, you know, Canadians coming into his jurisdiction, and for us, people coming from his jurisdiction into Canada. So we're hopeful that it's going to end up being a wash, that the loss in international will be made up with domestic tourism.
Diodati and Niagara-on-the-Lake Lord Mayor Betty DeSero put out a statement saying the two communities are working hard to ensure the situation remains calm and under control. That ranges from special cleaning of transit vehicles to strict enforcement of health codes in the many restaurants used by tourists. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.